What was that?
If they don't have, if they only have one picture on their profile, on Swipes.
Well, I believe in God and Jesus. Have you ever gave a wild bird a bath? I said, yes, I have. It's called
perpetual
my grandmother.
Perpetual comedy here. It's called We're doing a podcast as Chris and Nick are looking at dating
this girl. And I found Sheila's
Chris has never seen Revenge of the Nerds, so
she's pretty.
Of course, you know Nick and Chris. Pretty. We've done videos together.
Yeah, absolutely.
But she lives
and, we are going to watch it right now and do a little commentary as we watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom.
And she was all for it.
There we go.
I'm like, I just don't want to do distance.
Now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Now, Mr. Nick has a funny story about, we were talking about getting pulled over by the cops. The floor is yours.
Yeah. Years ago, I was taking my friend Bill home. It was late night, 2 in the morning. He was very drunk. I said, hey, man, I'll take you home. It's all good. I was not drunk. I didn't even drink really at all that night, but I was very tired. And this was on a Newtown bypass at 2 in the morning. So I drove him home. And then I wound up, for some reason, driving on the other side of the road, like you would in England. And then immediately I got pulled over by two cops. And they said, what the hell are you doing? License or registration? Are you drinking? He's like, no, I'm not bloody drinking. I'm only bloody drinking when I'm thirsty. What are you buying me over for? Bloody tired I is. I'm on my way home. Drop me friend off at, you know, bloody, what?
And he told me, front of the car.
Yeah, get out of the car. And then I was like, are you going to give me one of those bloody tests where I blow a balloon? Rubber baby buggy bumper or some nonsense like that. And they had me go out there and do the test. I'm supposed to recite the alphabet backwards. Like, I can't even bloody do that normally. And then they realized that I'm not drunk. That there's nothing even wrong with me. That I'm just doing this because it's funny. And they were like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I was like, nothing. I was like, I'm tired. I just want to go home. I'm going home. I thought it'd be funny. They did not see the humor in it. And they let me go with a warning. But they were completely baffled. And that's what happened. Yeah.
Hmm.
True story. Yeah.
No, what year do you think that was?
That was definitely 1999.
99?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Not a long time ago. I was like 13 in 99, Jesus.
Not Gomez in this?
Yeah. He plays the football coach. It was like early in his career.
Trying to work out our exact ETA. I got 237. Dad, how fast are we going?
I've got the old cruise control set at 35. So it was like
1984
this came out?
Yeah. Back in the 80s when nerds were relevant.
Yeah.
It actually meant something, calling somebody a nerd.
Now they just get bullied to hell.
Yeah, like, I don't even know. There's, like, no more clicks anymore. It's, like, I don't know. It's weird. It's just, like, I don't know.
Back then, it was, like, bullying wasn't, like, like, bad. You're like it is now.
No, it's, like, and now, it's just, now people
no
bring guns to school and things are
there's
crazy.
There's no escape. Now. Online, everything.
No, it's only going to get worse, unfortunately.
Don't be, okay?
Because
everything's going to be great. Just like high school. Remember, there's 6,127 students in here, 58% of which are girls. So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
God, you guys are all alike.
Oh, I know.
I'm getting laid. I wish I had someone with you.
Dad.
Campus is awesome. Luckier than know Adams has got the best computer department in the country.
Yeah, you're right. Adams is the best.
What's been new with you, man?
What's that?
What's been new? Besides, you know, whatever, better than that. Like, I don't know, life's been treating. Did you come up with any new ideas that we should do? Definitely in a pool would be funny.
Yes, definitely.
I think I was talking about that. Like a floating tea set in a baby pool.
We could always try Bentley and Mr. Rogers together.
What an opportunity for you guys.
It'd be adventurous to do it.
Well, yeah.
You're going to have to do a lot of changing that quick.
Back, I'll be like Mrs. Doubtfire, where he keeps going back and forth.
You'd have to film certain scenes
first. The woman,
first,
then the
man.
No, it's like boom, boom, and then cut. And then you talk to that boom, boom.
Yeah, that could, I mean, that could work.
That could be interesting to try.
Yeah. I'm all for that. I think that'd be a good idea. I don't know how it would be. You'd have to see how we would approach that one, though. Like, how do they run into each other?
That's a good question. I could just wind up being in his pool without his permission.
That hasn't been a real problem yet,
Ben. Bentley and Mr. Rogers' pool, or Mr. Rogers and Bentley's pool?
I think Bentley and Mr. Rogers'
pool. Yeah, Bentley and Mr. Rogers' pool.
Get your father's good looks.
Because you can be standing by the.
That's my bloody pill. What you mean, yours? And I try to convince him it's my pill, even though it's his pill. And I'm adamant about it.
Gilbert.
Yes, sir.
you'll be on your own.
I love the sound effect.
Anyway, I won't be alone. We got Lewis. Besides, we're college men now, right?
Goose.
Right. I mean, you watch ER, he's for that.
Is that Goose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
ER. Funny, no matter what this guy plays, he's always like a sympathetic guy. He always feels sorry for
him. That is true. Alright. Shit, nowadays, you can't offend anybody.
I know.
You can't make any joke.
That alone is offensive.
I was watching a video of this. The meeting came on, and he was. So the girl was like, I hope you're not as offensive as the last guy. He's like, you don't do well with comedy, do you? Just like, that's what it's all about. Like, what the hell?
Speaking of funny, remember that improv group we were in?
It was not too long ago that emails finally stopped. I was getting emails still.
Really?
I had fun with that.
No, I know, I'm just saying, remember that
one guy was a tool.
Remember that one dude that was like a total tool?
I'm going to wait in line and sign up for Chicago Improv. It's number one in the country. I slept at the train station all night, then I hopped on the subway.
You know, Gilbert,
just trying to be famous. I feel different. And he always had a smug thing. Like, I forget his name.
Yeah. Yeah, he was painfully unfunny.
I'll say. Parties, meeting new people. This is really going to be great.
I remember he talked about slipping in a shower. I remember laughing at that.
You sure you're right?
Yeah.
Hey, Gilbert.
I wonder how many takes it took them to do that.
Take a lot.
That was so perfectly planned.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he was in Bloodsport, right?
Yeah.
Booger, forget his name.
That's right.
Then they had him in, I think he was in the one where Booger gets married, his daughter gets married. That one was so bad. Second one was funny.
Second one was
but
right.
But it's not the original.
The rest, I don't even acknowledge.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone does.
Come on, Lewis, let's go.
I mean, obviously.
You watch My Own Children?
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
Jefferson.
Yep.
Yeah, well, honestly, I'd rather be one of the nerds, personally.
Well, this was a time when, like, Animal House came out a couple years before this. Yeah, like, a party, anyone want more?
I'm good. Yeah, Animal House.
That's good. Stair diving. All that waste of beer.
Jesus.
I mean, what's the point of that? You go fill it with water, and then this dirty beer dripping. Yeah.
Well, Gilbert, here's our new home. Can't believe we finally made it.
Any more jigsaw things hanging up? I thought about doing a Jake video in the pool. There's a lot of things you can do with the pool, but you can do that at my mom's. My mom got a little pool.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, we could do Jake in the pool.
And always, oh, we can't. I was gonna
actually, we could do Jake and Bentley in the pool.
I was gonna say have Jake go to
a
public
that's a great
pool,
idea.
There's a lot of kids there. I can't.
Then like have like the vacuum hose pop well, up out of the pool.
Maybe Jake Bentley be like, I need my damn. This water filter ain't
you can
working.
Use it as a telescope. Like
periscope.
A periscope.
Yeah,
the water
that's what
filter
I'm thinking.
Ain't working. What the hell? You know what? This is a job for.
Hello!
Yeah.
Alright, let's. Yeah, we'll do that.
That's a good idea.
We'll work some stuff up.
Oh, yeah, have like a bloody periscope.
Snacks and things.
The sky's the limit. Right there. That'd be a good place for the
entertainment center, too. Hmm? That's just the beginning. We're gonna have the best. You ever see the what's the movie with Sean Astin when he's the school gets hijacked?
Oh,
Toy Soldiers?
Yes.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah. Let's say one of us
with a woman. This is the last
time I almost forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. We're allowed to have girls. It's a good cast too.
What, this?
No, women. Soldiers.
No.
I always think of that Martika song.
Martika song?
Toy Soldiers. It's a popular 80s song.
No.
Like that Christmas song?
Step by step, heart to heart.
Hey, isn't that the Full House?
No.
Or,
step
Seventh Heaven?
Step by
step. I'm confused. What is
it? Just I was watching Dreamy Little Dreams recently. I had to turn it off. Corey Feldman was too much for me to bear. It's called a fireball, man. Water. Like that. Flame on, flame on. I think he's touring in concert now.
He was doing a video recently where he was he's like, cry, little sister, come home to your brother. He actually was performing it. Oh my god. Like, you gotta give it up, man.
You see all the flame retardant on his arm?
Yeah. You got any more driving movies you going to?
Yeah. I'm definitely going in the first weekend of September. It's the Camp Blood thing. Where they
oh,
have, like,
nice.
Continuous horror movies all four nights in a row, but I'm only going from Friday to Sunday. They're having Friday Part 3. Friday 13 Part 3, and Shelly will be there in person.
Really?
Yeah.
When's this?
First weekend of September. And then Saturday, they're having Children of the Corn, and they're going to have Isaac and Malachi in person, and the director.
Wow, where's this?
It's in Lehighton, PA, which is like in the Pocono area. It's like an hour and 40 minutes away.
All right.
What do you go and drive home that night? We have no
place to night. Camp out.
And these freshmen are sitting pretty in there. So hands up now,
so,
that dorm
yeah.
is
kind of cool.
Right. Yeah.
You go with a bunch of people?
Meeting some friends there, yeah. There's a couple from Vermont that I know that are really cool.
Yeah. Wow,
and another friend.
They're driving the distance, huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
That's insane. Jesus.
Yeah, 20, but it's like $20 for four movies in a row and a camp out, all included. I mean, that's a bargain.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah, he's. To me, a great actor never really got his well-deserved respect, I think.
He also may not have wanted it. He also... Because there's a lot of actors that... They just want to stay the course that they're going, not go too, you know, too crazy.
That's a good point.
You know,
I don't know with him, but...
There are
I just feel like he deserves more respect.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
A lot of actors are very picky with their roles.
That movie, The Babe, was phenomenal, I thought. Like, he played Babe Ruth. I thought it was a good movie.
No idea. Never even heard of it.
Yeah, The Babe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This movie's almost 40 years old.
That's crazy.
Well, I know this movie has probably been very probably
also one of the most memorable characters in the movie.
I love Booger.
I want to assure you that this move is in no way permanent. It's only temporary. As you can see, we've provided accommodations for you that are quite acceptable. I think it'll be a very nice place for you to enjoy your studies.
Gift you need college to develop.
Yeah, it's funny, most of my friends that are actually there are from far away. Milwaukee, Vermont.
Milwaukee?
Well, I'm guessing they're flying there?
Or Wisconsin, honestly. That's really cool.
They're driving?
I believe so.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, she is, yeah. She's really cool.
Well, I guess what, there's not really drive-in movie theaters also, over there.
If there are, they're not like this one. It's the only one that shows it on actual film, and they have all these cool events, and the people that are in the movies, they get them there as well. Hmm. And it's just a really cool thing to do.
What's the place called?
Mahoning Driver. It's pretty awesome. They open from middle of April to the beginning of November.
Grab a
they do, yeah, they show all kinds of cool stuff. Exhumed Film does a lot of shows there. Yeah.
And the Delta Kappa Gamma fraternity has selected as its new members Oliver Scott and Bill Daniels.
For those of you.
Yeah, the cool thing last year went to they had Blobfest there, which is usually in Phoenixville, but they had it.
I went to the that's where I saw Ralphie May was in Phoenixville.
Yeah,
we need to take Sean to go see this.
That theater.
Please answer when I call out your name.
Looks like they're just
Poindexter, Arnold.
No, what movie is that? What show, Nick?
Oh, Pink Flamingos. That's divine. That's the John Waters thing.
Yeah, like Goonies, Free Community Day, Goonies, Sold Out.
I never really liked Pink Flamingos.
There's a Cruising.
Yeah, Al Pacino.
Dawson, Dudley.
Call me Penitentiary 3.
Alright.
Page Master.
Nice. Excuse me, please, but why do they call you Booger?
Look, that was a dude from Police Academy.
Lawrence.
The Asian guy?
Yeah, he's the one I was in love with, Callahan.
You nobody pick us, Lewis.
I almost don't remember.
Pretty sure he was.
There's a fraternity for us.
Hey, Camp Blood, that's what I'm going to.
That's what you're going to?
Yeah, it's actually from Thursday to Sunday. They're showing an obscure horror movie called The Mutilator on Thursday. They're gonna have
The Mutilator?
I wasn't a big fan of it, but it's cool. They have like four people from it that are actually gonna be there. But
there you go, Dirty Dancing.
Hi, girls.
Ah.
Just talking about the guy.
I know, I loved him, but I wasn't a big fan of that movie as much. It's alright. I think Jennifer Grey should have kept her nose the way it was, personally.
Yeah.
I thought she was cute. I don't know why she had to do that.
Yep.
Now she's not even recognizable. Hey, it's an alright movie.
But it's a classic, though.
But Point Break and Roadhouse were awesome.
Point Break.
What, do they only do events there? Or do they play actual movies?
No, they show movies there.
Yeah, I don't see their like lineup, though.
Should we ask for a particular album?
It's all retro stuff. That's all they show is like retro stuff.
Do that.
Thank you, Penny. And Miss Childs.
Maybe if you're lazy sometime, we can have a cup of coffee or something.
Wow, bottled water, $1. That's cheap.
Yeah, the food's decent. The most fresh Twizzlers I ever had.
Fresh Twizzlers?
Yeah, seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool place.
Yes.
Tell Stan Gable that we're the guys of Betty Chelsea.
Want to do it on the moon?
Gilbert.
I remember they're going to remake this at one point and they scrapped the idea, thank God.
There's still time. It might happen one day.
Remaking Jaws, that's insulting enough.
Are they talking about doing that?
Yeah.
We'll just do a CGI.
Kevin Hart, The Rock.
Oh my God. No.
Really?
No, but it probably would.
Oh. Well, those two, honestly, though, those two together are pretty good.
I know, but...
Do you not like the new Jumanjis?
I never saw them.
Really?
Yeah. No, good.
They're good. Those two together, even, like, if you watch on YouTube, just them, just bullshit, they're hilarious together.
I know, but Jaws wasn't meant to be a comedy, even though I find humor in everything. I would hate for a great film to be ruined.
What was good was they filmed a movie. What was the movie that they filmed that were, like, CIA or something?
The Initiation. Central Intelligence?
Yeah. But they're both, like, filming each other for their, like, Instagram or whatnot, and they're hanging off these lines. And they're just talking shit. You get out of my pot. They're just talking shit to each other. It's hilarious.
Huh.
Okay, Takashi, what do you got?
Well, I think I have a thrush.
What the fuck is a thrush?
Thrush.
Oh, well, see, I got 2 sevens. And 2 sevens beats a thrush.
Oh, I'll say.
A thrush.
A thrush.
Yeah, he was in Karate Kid, too.
Yeah.
Which I never even realized.
Yeah, so The Great Outdoors right now has Kevin Hart attached to it.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, come on. John Candy can't be replicated. He can't be. That's just
not
possible.
But they're not going to try to make it John Candy.
I don't care if they have like a meeting of like 200 fat guys. Nobody's going to be John Candy.
They're not trying to make it John Candy, though.
They shouldn't even make it.
It's going to happen, though.
I know, but Jesus.
All movies will be getting remade, no matter what. E.T. will get remade.
Well, they had it right.
You'll see that.
They had it right in the 80s when they took horror movies from the 50s and remade them and made them better. Like The Thing, The Blob, The Fly. That was cool. That's what they did. They took a 50s movie and they made it actually better than it was. Now they just do stuff that was good to begin with. They make it worse. That's the trend I don't like. Elm Street, Child's Play, Fright Night. I mean,
I do
want to
see
on.
Black Phone, though.
I heard that was good.
Yeah.
Black Christmas? Hell, they did that twice. It's like,
what
didn't suffer enough.
Love the original.
Yeah.
The new one. Wait, don't they have a new one now?
Yeah, it's about the sorority girl.
And then there was, no, that was an older. That was the old one back in the early 2000s, wasn't it?
It's like, how many do they have?
The sorority girls, and now they have a new one that's coming out like...
Another one?
The past like 5 years or something that's been out. I thought, I don't know, I could be wrong.
That's just unfortunate. Like, there's a lot of good pictures that could actually use the reboot that would actually be cool.
Man, I'm up for
like The Rocketeer.
My favorite movie, Last
exactly.
of the Mohicans. I know that'll get remade. I'll be the first one to go see it.
Last of the Mohicans.
I'll be the first one to go see it. Cause
who's gonna be in that? Paul Rubens.
But if it gets remade, I'll give it a chance. Don't matter to me. I love remakes. Not that I like the movies, but I like how they go with it. Like Chucky. Did you see the new one?
No.
Yeah.
It's horrible. You didn't like it, right?
Bad is even...
Okay, it was horrible.
I don't even have words for how bad that was.
How they changed it. You know, they kind of made it similar, but not. Like how they did it with the... recalled toy. What's your name? You know, instead of a possessed...
Right.
You know, it was nice how they changed it.
I get that.
Yeah.
They did it for modern times, but...
That's what I like about
them. But they gotta make them look so freaking... They made him look ridiculous.
They made him look like
he was stupid.
A toy nowadays.
Yeah, but he was a stupid looking toy.
They all look stupid now.
No, but Chucky was a badass looking killer doll in the 80s.
Because that's what they all were though back then.
But
now they all look stupid.
But this thing is really dumb looking.
They all look like that.
Oh,
you're supposed to do another one.
Not surprised. They have a TV show on Sci-Fi too.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
That actually is not bad.
Really?
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
Huh.
It's more faithful to the original series.
Living with Chucky.
Oh, yeah, this is... No karate? No, good.
Grew up alongside Chucky the Killer Doll, seeks out the other families surrounding the Child's Play films as they recount their experiences working on the ongoing franchise.
No.
Good.
I would be pissed.
Okay, I programmed him.
And the Lost Boys remake?
You saw Lost Boys, right? You should watch that.
I mean...
I'm done. You guys have the rest.
Damn, I forget what the movie was called. But it was based off of... I think it was like a prequel, so like based off of the guy that... possessed the doll.
Right.
Oh, Brandon Dorf.
No, but whoever the bad guy or the bad guy in it, whoever possessed him, that it's based off before that happened.
Oh, like what he did the voodoo and all that?
Charles Lee Ray. Yeah.
Charles Lee Ray, yeah.
Alright.
Mr.
Can't find
Wilson?
It.
Yeah.
Sandman.
Just checking.
Sandman.
Hi there, big boy. It's right next to mine. It'll be perfect for us.
That actually looks like Ogre made up of a woman.
Maybe it is.
I always wondered about that.
I don't think so. You would have heard it in his voice.
Guys,
what do you want? Is this the Stewart residence?
Why are you here?
What do you want? I come about the room.
Go on, have it, go away.
Do you have a room to rent?
Not for rent.
I thought it was for rent.
Fuck off.
What are you doing? What do you want here?
Fuck off.
Look at this.
So they're really controls,
huh?
That's what I heard.
Where are you going?
I mean, after Ghostbusters, I mean, that was...
Did you see it?
I saw the 2016 one. At least
not the women.
Yeah, the women.
No, did you see the new one?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that.
Surprising. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly good.
Really?
I'm not gonna say it was amazing, but it was. They did it.
That's what I heard.
They did it right.
That's what I heard.
With the having the guys come, they did it right. You know.
Yeah.
Jaws returns in 2021.
What? Straight as a Sharknado movie.
Divers are exploring underwater caves when they are attacked by a shark. The head of the maritime police drops
forces. Why didn't they just make another Crocodile Dundee movie?
Oh, did you? Honestly, though, I could be the only one. But who's that guy that is? You ever see Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
The guy who's with the bombs.
Steve Coogan.
He's
the guy that flew the helicopter
down.
Right?
21 and down.
Oh no, that dude with the mullet.
Yeah.
He's a riot.
That guy, he played in a Super Bowl ad, Crocodile Dundee's son.
Did you know Danny McBride?
Danny McBride. And it looked like it was a movie, and it looked good. Chris Hemsworth was in it.
I didn't even know about that.
Oh, it was a hoot.
Oh, he's fun. You ever watch Eastbound and Down? That's funny as shit.
Well, he's a funny dude.
Yeah, he is.
Tropic Thunder, God, I forgot
that. Saw that in the theater.
Yeah, they should have made another one. I've seen it with you, I think.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think Gene was there too.
I know Brad was.
Yeah, Ben Stiller didn't do too
I like how they have these other kids helping him, but you never see them in the house after they move into the other house. Like, just random extra people. It's like Bobby Brown with the white lip.
That reminds you of that stupid Marty robot and Giant.
I know, I hate that thing.
I know.
The robots in the food stores need to stop.
I heard somebody put a box on its head and couldn't see where it was going. I just want someone to do a roundhouse kick and knock the goddamn thing right in half.
Did you see the movie with Dennis Quaid and he's sells his house.
Interspace?
No. Sells his house to people, and then he's basically not ready to really leave the house. It's supposed to be a
no. It sounds great.
It does. I haven't watched. It's called The Intruder.
I didn't hear that.
It's on. What is it on?
I don't know, but it's been out for probably within the past 10 years.
There was one called The Vagrant with Bill Paxton, where it's this homeless guy that refused to leave, and he's driving a guy crazy.
What are you looking at, nerd?
I thought I was looking at my mother's old douchebag, but that's in Ohio.
7, 8, stretch those arms, great.
I just love how 80s this movie is. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
Morning,
Dexter.
Excuse me.
Same robot from Rocky IV.
Oh my god, remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, Takashi, show me your cards.
Okay, 2 and 4 kings. That's good, yes?
I remember those kind of posters.
Oh.
Oh, high on stress. I actually have that shirt.
And we'll replace them with 3 fresh cards.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Okay.
Here we go.
What do I do?
You gotta win hand first.
I thought could we find a better place?
Yeah.
This is way better than the dwarf.
You know, it almost seems like Napoleon Dynamite. Is like the character was totally ripped off of Poindexter.
What is a nerd?
We are. I don't know what this world is coming to. You see that man over there? We arrested him for mopery.
What's mopery?
Mopery is exposing yourself to a blind person. I'm sorry about your windows, fellas. It's out of my jurisdiction.
Mopery.
There's only one organization that can handle this.
What organization is that?
The Greek Council.
The Greek Council.
Our next order of
my
business.
My God.
New membership. Earl.
Hey, you know Harrison Ford just turned 80?
Really?
Yeah, can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a new Indiana Jones movie.
Another one?
He's
that
already...
Skull Crystal was horrible.
No.
Yeah.
I hated that. Like, I thought that was going to be good.
This is like the Skull Walker.
Skull Crab.
Oh, they're making a Haunted Mansion movie again.
You listen to Eddie Murphy?
That's coming out next year.
What's that one?
Eddie Murphy. Single mom named Gabby hires a tour guide to take a priest.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Help exercise their newly bought mansion after discovering it is inhabited by ghosts.
Well, gentlemen, as president of the Greek Council, I'm sorry to inform you that your membership has been denied.
Excuse me, but why?
Well, according to our charter, you must have a national fraternity as your sponsor. Do you have one?
No.
I'm afraid he's right.
But all we have to Scream 6 comes out in 2023.
Right. So,
Scream 6?
Yes.
Look at another one?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
The superhero, Super Mario's coming out next year.
Ugh.
I think it's an animated one.
Alright, well.
Dear sirs, thank you for applying to Delta
it's, you know, that's a terrible idea.
I wonder if it'll tell me.
It wasn't even close.
It has a cast, though. Chris Pratt, Anna Taylor Joy.
She's a good actress.
She's good. Charlie Day, Jack Black.
Charlie Day? Oh, yeah, he's playing.
Keegan Michael Key. Seth Rogen. I don't know the other guy. Oh, and Sebastian Maniscalco's in it.
Yeah.
He's great.
Is he really?
You know him, right?
Yeah, he's in it.
Fred Armisen. Armisen? Kevin Michael Richardson. Charles Martinet.
Charles DeMar?
Martinet. New Transformers next year.
Now we're genius to love that part. Shut up, geek.
Yeah.
Insidious 5 next year.
Oh,
Barbie's next year.
Barbie?
Yeah,
you see they're making a horror movie about Winnie the Pooh because they
yeah.
lost the rights? I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
you,
I
you
saw
see
it.
The trailer?
Yeah, it's
and
like,
it looks amazing.
It's some, like, deformed mask.
It's fantastic.
It
I love
fantastic.
It. I think it's great.
Barbies with Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. We say Robbie. Kermit the Frog. Robert.
Barbie. Sounded weird. So I.
What was that? How'd you say it, Nick?
Margot Robbie. I am soap that you clean.
And what's his name?
This is Jill. I am Bill.
Ryan Gosling's Ken.
That's a pretty stellar cast.
Wow.
Is it an animated or a Barbie one?
It's live action. Real thing.
Why the hell do they need Barbie? Can't they do Gem and a Holograms?
Who?
Gem and a Holograms. It was like this chick dance from the 80s cartoon. They were like the cartoon equivalent of the Bangles.
No idea.
I loved it as a kid.
No idea, Nick.
I sometimes forget that you remember.
I was born in 87.
Yeah. I know, I should realize that. I'm like talking like it was like yesterday. One thing I loved in the 80s was girls with big hair. That was just an awesome.
Oh, well,
the
80s are good for that.
That was just an awesome.
Peg Bundy.
I'll never get over that. That was a chick from Elm Street 4, the one that was afraid of roaches. Yeah.
Dream Master.
Yeah, I love that one.
It's good, very good.
3 and 4 are like two of the best ones.
I think I gotta go with my...
Alice.
Yeah, okay. It's for Freddy's Dead. Do you put that before Dream Master?
No, Dream Master, then Freddy's Dead afterwards.
So would you put 4 before 3 or 3 before 4?
Me personally, I love 4 more than 3, but it'd be 4, 3, and 6 for me.
I'm gonna go 3...
One is good, but...
3, 1, 4, 6.
One could have been better.
5. That's...
No, number 2?
2 was horrible.
Was it?
Freddy? Oh, it was bad. It was got overacting. You've seen Freddy, though.
Not like from start to finish, no.
Really?
2 is horrendous.
The remake was terrible.
I just wanted to pet the kitty.
That's what we were talking about in the car.
I just wanted to pet the kitty.
It's a shame because he was a good. He played a great character in Watchmen.
Unfortunately, he looks like a molester. I mean,
Jesus.
I mean, I can see why they casted him, but he's got no personality.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps when you have a personality.
Yeah. Of course.
I'll tell you what was awesome was Freddy's Nightmares, the TV series, the first episode where Freddy was human and he gets out of court, and the neighbors track him down as like an origin story. That was awesome. He had the ice cream truck.
You told me about it, but I don't know if I actually watched it.
Dude, you gotta see that.
Yeah.
Like, if they ever made a movie of, like, Freddy being Newman, like, that would have been
like
amazing.
A show before what happened.
They have a hint of that towards the beginning, Freddy versus Jason. They show up, like,
well, yeah, at the end of...
That would have been awesome.
Is kids inappropriate or something?
No, he would just kill them.
Okay. I was gonna say you can't really make a movie about them.
No, he would.
No, they implied that
he would kidnap them.
He's just
murder.
A child murderer.
He's a child, and you don't have to you didn't have to show him actually murdering. It just it's all about.
It was the awful remake with Jackie Earle that made him a molester.
What did he molest him in that?
That's what they implied. Oh yeah.
That's
one reason why he was so horrible. It's like everything that the first one wasn't.
Alright.
You guys got.
Alright, here, I got one for you. I got one for you. Joe Pesci as Freddy Krueger.
That could actually work.
Do it. I want you to do it.
How's Joe Pesci sound anyway?
And I think, in all fairness, when you go to sleep. I'm trying to.
You're in my world.
Fucking a prime time, bitch.
Thanks.
When you fall asleep, you stuttering prick. I'm gonna kill you. You better fucking dream. You hear me?
Bill Cosby playing Freddy.
You all my children now, bitch. What? Are you doing? First they tried burning me, then they tried burying me, and my personal favorite even tried holy water. But I did coming back. Yeah, that would work. I mean, Ghost Dad was good.
So you'd be okay if he was cast as...
God damn right I would be.
Even though you barely walk right now.
I mean, he would be scary. I mean, that would actually work.
Yeah, be really scary based off his history right now.
But when you go to sleep, I'll be there.
What about Christopher Walken as Freddy?
Well, he would look just creepy.
No, I have not. The finger. The slice and dice. What you're doing is dreaming.
That was a good movie with that.
My Walken's alright.
Alicia Silverstone and.
Clueless?
Brendan Fraser.
Oh, Blast in the Past.
Yeah. Well, I always forget the name of that movie.
That was shit.
Why?
It's French, meaning roughly good.
Paul Rubens actually would have made a good Freddy.
Paul Rubens?
Kiwi. You look creepy as hell.
What are you doing? What?
Just wants to go.
What do you
want to
do? Go!
Thanks. You can all sing along, the words are really easy.
Oh, you need somebody who's really charismatic to play that role. I gotta be
me. Al Pacino.
That's not old. Because you would hope he'd be the same Freddy, so you'll want somebody younger, but not really young.
To play the Freddy?
Like 40 to 50 years old.
When you go to sleep, I'm gonna kill you. What are you gonna do about it, asshole?
What about Daniel Day-Lewis when he was a little younger?
Yeah.
He would have probably done a great job.
He gets so involved in the role.
He's like a method actor. Yep. Yeah.
That's true.
Christian Bale.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. You saw American Psycho, right?
He'll always be Patrick Bateman.
We saw that in the theater together.
Yeah,
we
I remember
American
that.
Psycho. I remember me and you in the sex scene. I was laughing my ass off. He's like going like this. I was like, oh my god.
Studio, personal favorite.
You like Phil Collins? He's like...
Hey, that would have worked.
Give me a... What did he say? He's like, give me a... What did he say? In a Corona... Jim Beam and the Corona. No, what the hell do you say? Jim Beam and the Corona. He's like, you want to hear the lunch specials? No, I just want to keep your spleen.
No, it's funny. I remember hearing different characters for Die Hard that were originally considered before Bruce Willis, like Tom Selleck. Burt Reynolds, Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor, really?
No, I think Richard Pryor would be awesome.
You know who they were casting? You know who else tried out for the The Shining?
Robin Williams.
It was a couple people. There was Harrison Ford. They said he was too much of a baby face. And then they had Robert De Niro, who was, I think, third or their second. And then they had Robin Williams, who said was too crazy.
Yeah.
So I guess whatever his audition was.
I would have loved to have seen that.
You ever see 1 hour photo? Oh, it's good.
I didn't even like The Shining, though.
I do like it, but I think it's definitely it's not the best horror movie ever.
Probably because I literally probably watched it for the first time maybe like 5 years ago. Acting was horrible. Maybe if I watched it back then, I would have a different opinion.
No, the acting was great.
Well, Jack Nicholson's acting was good.
The girl was horrible.
Oh, yeah, she's terrible.
Shelley Duvall is amazing.
She looks like a bird. No. She looks like a big
bird. Not in that movie.
She looks like Big Bird if like Big Bird was like had black hair.
But maybe if I watched it back then, I would have a different opinion. But for the first time watching it 5 years ago...
If it was Robin Williams, people would have died laughing. Yeah. That would have been too
He's a good actor, though.
Oh, come on, my name, we're going to bash your brains in. You know, like, yeah, fucking big.
Did you see Dr. Sleep?
No, I want this on my list.
Put me to sleep.
It wasn't good?
It's not good?
Put me to sleep!
It wasn't good?
I didn't like it. It actually put me to sleep. I honestly could not stay awake.
That's your room.
You want to go up to my room?
Yeah.
How about Tom Hanks as Freddy?
Yeah, you want to switch classes?
He plays like the same kind of role.
I know.
I
know, I remember saying how much I hated Forrest Gump. You wouldn't believe the flack I got on Facebook for that.
Would you like to dance?
I hated Forrest Gump. Like, 60 people like, how can you hate it? Like, easy, watch it.
You didn't like it?
I did not like it. I couldn't stand it. I was
really?
Like, it got on my nerves.
It's one of the, I watched it once and I don't ever need to watch it again.
I wanted Joe Pesci to show up and just, like, work him over. I really did.
Yeah, it's really depressing at the end, man.
Hey, you know, I think I want my money back. Hey, Forrest, come here. Why don't you stick your head right in that oven? You know?
That's you, booger.
And then he does Castaway. Then one is in a train station. It's like, how have we suffered
Terminal.
Enough? Big was a good movie. And that's like
basically
for
Terminal.
Big was good.
That's like forgotten. Big is like, it's not even on TV anymore. I haven't seen that shit like in what, 30 years?
I liked Castaway, but I can't watch it a lot. Because it's such a long... It's not even like it's a really long movie, but it just feels like it's a long, long movie.
I walked out on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I walked out of the first Halloween with Rob Zombie. we seen that, right?
Yeah, Hudak and Belle.
Yeah. I left...
Same with
the one... One guy, I don't know if he had a heart attack or whatnot, but they brought a stretcher in from him. I'm like, I'm getting
the
hell out
of here. Oh, shit, really? God, what are they doing for publicity these days? No, really, that's crazy.
No idea. So he either had a heart attack or something, I forget.
Shit.
I think Bill Cosby would have been good in Castaway. Wilson, what are you doing? Put the bitch on the phone! That's what I was thinking of when I saw the movie. I was laughing to myself, but people started yelling at me, so I actually had to leave.
Imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger's Leatherface. I'm going to kill you! Yeah!
What the fuck?
Someone should dump that up.
You're right. We thought you could use some more pigs for your party. Oh, hey, Pauly Shore is Freddy.
That's that was an underrated movie. Biodome?
Actually, Son-in-Law was the one movie I really did enjoy.
Oh, God. That was with the guy from Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
The bad coach. Pulling the other team. The Knights.
What movie?
The original Mighty Ducks. He was the team of the Knights on the other team.
Who?
The coach on the other team of the Ducks. He was in...
I don't know.
You don't remember him?
I remember that, but I don't know what you're...
He was in whatever movie we were talking about.
Biodome?
No, he was Son-in-Law.
I've never heard of Son-in-Law.
Biodome.
What do we do? We gotta beat him at their own game. We've gotta become the best fraternity on the campus.
You know, if we win at Homecoming Carnival, we can take over the presidency of the
Yeah, they actually had some pretty lousy guys playing Batman, too, come think of it.
Val Kilmer.
I love Val Kilmer,
yeah.
But he was not suitable for that.
He was not.
George Clooney was
like,
bad too, man.
He said it was a. He never ever wants to film. He said it was nothing but a nightmare filming in that costume.
Well, I remember reading when Michael Keaton was Batman, like people were like outraged that Michael Keaton was going to play. I was like, what?
Everybody is. Look at what happened with Heath Ledger. Everybody was like, he's a horrible. And then they loved him.
Robert De Niro was going to play him.
Same thing with. Robert Pattinson and Ben Affleck. It's like, look.
De Niro would have been terrible.
Give him a chance. You never know. I liked, actually, Ben Affleck as Batman. Was he great? No. But he played an old Batman well. I thought. Robert Pattinson did a really good job. Just wish he spoke more, but he did a good job.
Yeah, I think Bill Cosby has done a good job.
Bill Cosby is bad.
I am Batman! What are you doing? Commissioner Gordon, what the hell? Put Commissioner Gordon on the phone! You killed my parents, now I am going to kill you!
Bill Cosby in any movie would be good.
Yeah, Leonard Part 6. Qualish!
How about Bill Cosby and Kevin Hart and Nothing But Trouble? Oh my god.
Is that the one with Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, classic.
Oh my god.
Bill Cosby could have done a good Quint in Jaws. He would have been able to pull that off.
How about Bill Cosby in The Notebook?
In the Indianapolis speech. 400 men going to water, 200 come out. You see the eye, the black eye, and the screaming, and smile, you son of a bitch.
What do you mean?
Great. This is a fantastic scene. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you're right. Play the xylophone on this.
What did he say?
Playback!
This is so 80s.
Oh, this is such a good scene. This is when it really starts picking up. I think it already picked up.
Hey! What are you doing? Give me those back! Come here!
Step aside, Mama. I
want to
see some of that
muffin.
Sure, you ever see the Jump Street movies, the new ones? You know the second one where they're doing him and their spying with the cameras?
Yeah.
On like a football team. I feel like they got that from this. Did you see how similar it was up there?
Yeah, this.
Yeah.
Oh!
But I do like the Jump Street movies. I don't even like Channing Tatum like that, but he's pretty funny with Jonah Hill. They work good together.
Yeah.
And Ice Cube cracks me up.
Well, Ice Cube's fantastic.
Oh, that was the best.
That was the best scene.
When he was,
he's like, hot dog!
From the,
Ice Cube finds it.
What do they call it? A buffet? When he was getting his food from the buffet? Mm-hmm.
He's like, I like. You okay?
Yeah.
The cast, you young?
Yep. Have you talked to him lately or no?
No. I gotta. He's on Facebook. He picked me up drunk one time. That was fun night. So he picked me up. You taking selfies, buddy?
What?
Taking a selfie?
Oh, yes.
No, I wasn't. No!
Tim's a selfie. What was I talking about?
Focus!
What was I talking about?
Dion picking you up drunk?
Oh, so our friend, the Sparkle Car Wash in Pendle? Remember Sunwa used to be there? Chinese restaurant. Our friend owned that. It was his parents.
We got Bush.
Yu Young drunk.
Oh, okay. So his parents owned it. Yu Young. I was with this kid. I'm not friends with anymore. You know, we all know what it was. But I was trying to explain to him how to get there. It was like in Levittown by like the Wendy's by H Mart.
Yeah.
And I'm on the phone with him. And I'm trying to tell him. I'm like, you're young. It's up on the corner. He's like, I'm on Coast Side of the road. The white is blinking. I'm like, you're young. You're not going the right way. And then he said, Ian, for 5 seconds, can you please shut the fuck up? And then he ended up giving me a bunch of fortune cookies. He always gave his fortune cookies.
That kid just—he works at 21 Kitchen.
Where's that?
By where the old Pathmark used to be. Funzilla.
Oh, what's 21 Questions?
Chinese restaurant. I don't know if he owns it or if his family owns it, but...
Yeah. Oh, shit.
How does that look like now?
You win that one. God, that's crazy.
I know, he was so young. Didn't he start doing commercials during Dimmon before he was acting?
Yeah, it's awful now.
Yeah, all age, man.
Yeah, but his head looks misshapen.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, what would you do if you had to work with Roseanne for 11 years? You want some big ballgame? Probably takes a toll on you.
You know they bring him!
You know they bring him!
I knew it pretty good.
You know they bring him!
It's amazing how many people
Freddy's
trash
dead.
Freddy's dead.
It's like, it's enjoyable to me.
Why do people hate it so much? It's fantastic.
But gentlemen, I feel like it's like the ultimate horror comedy. It has its funny moments.
Robert Englund said Freddy is funny. I mean, that's what he does. He makes fun of you and kills you. People harp all over it. That makes no sense. Part 5 was pretty bad. Come to think of it.
Dream
Chop. That was awful. Two is actually bearable just because it's so goddamn funny. But 5 is even worse. Actually, I think out of all the franchises, Friday the 13th has the best amount of sequels as far as other ones that seem to go down.
I'll agree with that. The Michael Myers, I like 4, I like 1.
Right.
5 is okay, but it's not, you know, it's not one of the
greatest. I like Tina, it's the only thing I like about 5, but like, 6 was horrendous.
Honestly, 2, 3, and 4 from Friday the 13th were awesome.
Right.
And then 5, and then 6, 5 and 6 are okay, 7 was awesome. And then Freddy's Dead, Jason Goes to Hell. That was enjoyable.
It's laughable.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what else would they, what else could they do?
You haven't talked to Young, right?
I haven't talked to him in years.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to propose a toast to you and Jefferson, who in his ultimate wisdom chose to serve us.
I know he's married. I'm not sure if he's still married, but I know he was married and has a child.
Who's married?
It's going to be an hour podcast. We can't record past an hour. So that's pretty cool, though. We don't really need a subject. Just do it, post it. You know Gary Vee? You don't follow him?
You know, Bill Kaiser would have been awesome in RoboCop.
Point of order.
Clarence Boddicker is a cop killer. He works for OCP.
Kindergarten cop.
I'm your mommy and your daddy now.
You hit your kid, I hit you. It was the father.
You hit your kid, I hit you.
Dominic, what the hell are you doing?
What's your father?
You son of a bitch, how are you?
You son of a bitch, how are you?
that was a riot.
Kindergarten cop. And we will get
to the bottom of this. I was like convinced that everybody in Austria sounded like him at one point. I often wonder if that's really his voice. Like, I think he just does that for a camera then when he's like walking with, oh, hey, how you doing? Give me a beer, right?
Alright, we're on our last minute. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Not really. The new Halloween come out this year. Are you going to see it in the theater?
Of course.
I think I might. I don't know. I haven't seen a movie theater in a long time. Would you want to go?
Well, the last one they didn't put in the theater, they streamed it.
No, Halloween Kills was in a theater briefly.
Yeah, and then it went to HBO Max.
I watched it on HBO the day it came out.
I watched it on Peacock.
Oh, Peacock, it came
out. Peacock came out right away.
But it was in theaters too, but it came on Peacock the same day.
I did see it.
Would you want to go see the new one?
I'm
probably
down.
Watching on Peacock, honestly.
Oh, if it's on Peacock, yeah, maybe you want to come over, we can just watch it. We can do that.
I'm down.
Alright. Other than that, thank you. We have ideas for videos coming. Like I said, things are busy. We're not going to stop what we're doing, but we will be getting together and doing stuff and putting content out there. Thank you. Follow us on everything, and you guys have a good weekend.